This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Sitting in for Alex here is Owen Schroyer. Obviously the big news, the Flynn charges, Robert Mueller trying to destroy America, the scumbag. Of course, Kate Steinle gets murdered by a illegal migrant, non-citizen. But because he's a non-citizen, illegal migrant, and his magical non-citizen privilege, he gets away with it. So you have the migrant, you have the illegal migrant privilege, you have the illegal alien privilege. They get their own cities, they get sanctuary cities where apparently they can just murder people and, you know, sanctuary cities, so they have sanctuary, so they're fine. So they can go around stabbing people, murdering people, shooting people. And they have a migrant privilege, so they're going to go ahead and get away with murder, and that's what happened with Kate Steinle. And then, of course, my first reaction, I was shocked. I thought, no way are they actually going to let that murderer walk. And, of course, then they did. And a total political move. But, again, they don't understand. Everything they do backfires against them. And this will backfire against them, too. It will create more awareness for the open borders under the Obama administration and Democrats. It will cause more awareness to the dangers of sanctuary cities, thanks to Democrats. But on top of all that, Trump just got the best, what should I say, push towards a wall at the border that he could ever ask for. Not that anybody wanted this guy to walk, let's be perfectly clear. However, if you don't think that Kate Steinle's murderer getting away with this isn't going to be more momentum to the wall, well, think again. But see, don't worry, it's all about illegal immigrant privilege, you see? Because Kate Steinle isn't the only one that gets murdered. Here's just another story. You had Jamil Shaw Jr. Jamil Shaw, who's black, by the way. Where are Black Lives Matter for Jamil Shaw Jr., who gets killed by an illegal alien? A DACA recipient, mind you. Oh, I guess Kate Steinle's white privilege didn't get her murderer locked up. I guess Black Lives Matter doesn't care about Jamil Shaw Jr. because they're not being told to protest that because of the illegal migrant privilege. That's right. And then the crew pulls this story up. Black Panther star reveals himself as an illegal immigrant. Folks, this is what I was saying yesterday. The story in Texas State newspaper says that white people don't know what it's like to have their heart rate increase when there's police flashing lights behind them. Which, like, what? How ridiculous is that? But then you say, look at this guy. If I break the law and I get caught breaking the law and the police are behind me, then yes, my heart is going to be racing no matter what skin color you're is. But if you're an illegal immigrant and you murder someone, you're okay. If you're an illegal immigrant and you're an actor and you admit it, you're okay. No sweat there. So again, just more double standards. And then I've got a stack of news here. I mean, they hate, it's like Huffington Post retweets, white men are canceled. No, America's being canceled. Robert Mueller's trying to cancel America. CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, they're trying to cancel America. They're trying to end you. I got an entire, literally, look at this. These are all the headlines just in the last year from Huffington Post hating white people. I literally have a list of more than 20 headlines from the last year of the Huffington Post hating white people. Why some white people don't see white privilege. How white people should write about Ferguson. An open letter to my white besties. Sometimes I don't want to be white either. White fragility is racial violence. It just goes on and let's get rid of white privilege. I mean, it's just on and on and on. But then Black Lives Matter says they're going to boycott white-owned businesses. Hey, fine, that's your right. But how come white people can't have an issue? How come white people can't protest? No, it's all a divide and conquer tactic. Divide us based on race. It's all false. We're all humans. We're all Americans. Let's come together and save America from Robert Mueller.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's riding and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We will go the distance. We'll go whatever distance that is to save America, to save this culture, to save society from the brainwashed liberals out there who don't even accept the basic science of two genders. They're so confused. They've been so deceived to not even believing their own eyes that if they simply look down their own drawers, they could discover their gender. Nope. Nope. Can't even do that. The big news today: Flynn gets charged. Stock market takes a hit. Some developments out of the White House that Stone talked about yesterday with Rex Tillerson, possibly some other people being outed, but that's all news that's developing. Mike Cernovich joins us here in the fourth hour. He's going to be taking over. Wow, Mike, the big news, obviously Flynn, the witch hunt continues. Robert Mueller's aim to destroy America and Trump's presidency continues. And here we are with the stock market and collapsing and then buying it. They're trying to destroy America right here. Alex thinks they're targeting the Christmas season. What are your thoughts, Cernovich?
Well, the market's been at a record high, so we're going to get corrections. They're going to happen. Bitcoin is probably going to correct sometime soon. What a lot of people are on Wall Street are very upset about is that even though they're making a lot of money, in fact, the stock market, the Dow just hit, 24,000 or something like that. There is proven that all the predictions about the market crashing when Trump won were fake news and fabrication. So there's definitely a lot of angst there. But that said, it's been a great year for the stock market. It's been a great year for people who are investing soundly. And I don't think people should let the ups and downs of the market get them down.
Do you think the market is directly responsive to Flynn's charges, thinking that this could actually be the end of President Trump, and that's why it's collapsing, because it's Trump that has been responsible for returning the economy?
Well, the stock market is very skittish, so you're exactly right, Owen. In fact, if I had thought about it, because I knew this indictment was coming on, I should have shorted the market today because people panic. So there's, I'm sure it's a little bit of panicky sell-off going on, and it would have been smart. I just thought of this. Did anyone on Mueller's team short the stock market today using the inside? Holy cow, this is amazing. We're solving a crime in real time, Owen. That's what we need to look into. Was anybody on Mueller's team or their family members, did they short the market today knowing that the Flynn indictment was coming? That's definitely insider trading, so I think we need to investigate that.
Yeah, and actually, now that you're saying that, just kind of thinking about it, and I don't claim to be a stock market expert. I do follow trends. But if you noticed, and I'd like to hear your expertise on this, and I think it kind of gives credence to what you're saying, if this was a true, genuine freakout in the organic market, I think it would have been a stronger hit. I think the fact that it was so controlled and it looks like maybe it was kind of one or two entities that shorted the market here, that might be more of an inclination into what you're suggesting.
Yeah, no, it just came to me. Like, I'm so glad we're talking, you know. That's why it's always fun when you have something to riff off of. But, yeah, you're right. Maybe Soros shorted the market because Mueller's team, they're all connected with Soros. So maybe Mueller's team tipped Soros and his people off and said, hey, if you want to make a lot of money, the Flynn indictment is going to be handed down at 9 a.m. Pacific time, or rather 9 a.m. Eastern time. So go ahead and have your short positions in. And that's why the market is reacting this way. So I bet you that Mueller or somebody on his team, either themselves or through intermediaries or through tip-offs, engaged in insider trading on the Flynn indictment news.
Well, and I can tell you this. I've got the official government PDF here on Flynn's case. They signed this last night. So they actually knew of this last night. This was official information as of last night. So this is a very easy potentiality of a Soros type of group, or who knows, maybe someone affiliated with Mueller shorting the market here. Wow, this is a whole new nut to crack, Cernovich.
Yeah, I think maybe we need a special counsel to be appointed to investigate potential insider trading done based on the Flynn indictment. Definitely very important, and I will be telling people at the White House that this needs to be looked into. What their family members' trades, they all need to be audited and find out who is doing the insider trading today, who is shorting the market based on material, undisclosed, confidential information. This is a big scandal. Maybe this ends the independent counsel, but people got to start asking this question.
I'm trying to recall. There was a situation earlier. There's only been two situations I can recall since Trump, even before he got elected, where the momentum of the stock market hit like a 1 or 2 day, like 36-hour slump. And the last time I remember it happened kind of along the same means, and we found out that there actually did appear to be some insider trading. Do you remember what instance that was? I'm drawing a blank.
No, I know what you're talking about, too, but I forgot about it, too. But I think because it happens so often.
And the news cycle is just insane. I mean.
Yeah, and this is how they... This is how you can find out the corruption and the crimes, actually, because they have this big smokescreen now with the news cycle and all this news coming out. Now, I wonder, too, you notice that indictment was signed last night. Was that a big distraction against the lawless verdict in San Francisco for Katie Steinle, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I really want to know is, because remember, Mueller is a San Francisco juror through and through. He has no problem with people being murdered by illegals because he doesn't view us as being human beings. He views us as just animals to put down. And I don't even believe in putting down the animals unless perhaps, you know, they're sick or something like that. So did Mueller time this indictment to distract away from that major verdict that happened in San Francisco last night? I'm inclined to say yes, based on the timing of this indictment. At the very least, it's quite a peculiar circumstance. Have you thought about that?
Well, you know, I think that obviously that is a tactic that they use, you know, trying to distract stories and manipulate, you know, the talking points. I'm not sure if that was the case here, but, you know, let's make a point of it. I mean, let's talk about Kay Steinle. I mean, you've got Robert Mueller trying to get away with murdering the United States and the Republic, and then you literally have Democrats basically allowing non-citizens to get away with murder. I mean, if you didn't think that the leftists were a bunch of murdering scum, what more proof do you need?
Exactly right. The resistance has been revealed. So last night with this big murder, the guy getting off on murder now because the San Francisco jurors does not believe that white women have the right to live. They are actually the racists and the Nazis and everything like that.
Yeah, why
they
didn't believe, I thought Kate Steinle had white privilege. What happened to her white privilege, I'm wondering?
Well, they believe, and this has been said before, they believe it's impossible to rape or murder a white woman because you can only commit rape. This is according to them, not me. If the person doesn't have privilege. So an illegal immigrant cannot commit murder, their thinking goes, against a white woman because she has white privilege and he doesn't. So because of that, there's no structural advantage going on for him. So in the left-wing SJW worldview, it is quite appropriate and indeed perhaps even encouraged to kill people who they view as having white privilege.
Cernovich, we're about to end this segment. There's so much. I mean, there's so much huge developments right now. It's like, what do we address first? The blatant attack of going after white males. I mean, look at what's California. What is in the water out there? I mean, these people have literally lost their minds. You can get away with murder. You can literally get away with murder. You can literally infect 100 people with HIV. No big deal. But if you call a transgender the wrong pronoun, then you're going to jail. I mean, what? And then you've got Mueller trying to destroy President Trump, trying to destroy the country. It's like, what do we do? We're literally trying to juggle like 10 different stories right now and trying to figure it all out. I mean, this is just chaos. And that's what they want.
Well, it's definitely very weird because there's all this great economic news coming out. There's optimism everywhere. Coffee shops are busy. The malls are busy. Americans are out saying Merry Christmas again. And then
here comes the Grinch Mueller.
Yeah, that's actually the Grinch Mueller. We should do a cartoon. They want to destroy Christianity. They wanted white people to be murdered. They want women to be murdered. And they're coming in and just saying, look, we're okay with murdering people that you don't like and just go ahead. I call him murdering Mueller because he said nothing about the Kate Steinle verdict. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we don't just say this stuff. We just report on the news. What, they love abortion. They're okay with Kate Steinle getting murdered by a non-citizen who was deported 5 times. It's all fine to them. Robert Mueller, the Grinch that stole Christmas. Robert Mueller, the Grinch that stole America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
You know, this Flynn stuff just has me so fired up. I can only take so much of it. And like I said earlier, every day Hillary Clinton walks free, my tolerance goes down. Every day Hillary Clinton is not behind bars, I get a little more pissed off. And here's the thing. Flynn has been set up. The entire point of the Russian probe and the getting Flynn to admit that he breathes air is to destroy America. I mean, that's it. Robert Mueller wants to kill America and cover up for his dirty crimes. So that's all that needs to be said for that. I want to move on to a different subject here with Mike Cernovich. Colin Kaepernick receives the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award. I mean, you want to talk about a farce. And it only gets worse. So Sports Illustrated quotes Muhammad Ali. Great quote from Ali, I will say. If I was walking down the highway with a quarter in my pocket and a briefcase full of truth, I'd be so happy. Then they go on and they say that Colin Kaepernick's truth is the fate of Philando Castile, Eric Garner, and Alton Sterling. Three out of probably hundreds of police-related deaths. That's CNN's truth. That's the CNN, MSNBC, Democrat media complex spin on the truth. So Colin Kaepernick falls for the fake news truth. Then Sports Illustrated takes it one step farther, Mike Cernovich, and this one really grinds my gears. They say that Colin Kaepernick sacrificed his career for his truth. No! No, Sports Illustrated. Colin Kaepernick walked away from a $20 million contract. The man would still be employed right now playing for the bum 49ers if he hadn't quit. So to say that he sacrificed his career for his truth is not only a lie because his truth is a lie, it's a lie because he walked away from his contract. Cernovich, how do you explain liberal media propping up fake heroes who are nothing more than frauds and phonies and liars?
Well, that's the whole point, is they want to take over all culture, all art, all entertainment, all sports. The propaganda is funny because my wife is definitely not a conspiracy theorist, because as you know, if you ever said Hillary Clinton was suffering from poor health, you were a conspiracy theorist. But even my wife now goes, wow, this is like indoctrination. Everywhere you turn on, you can't watch sports. Indoctrination. You can't watch anything. It's all indoctrination. And that is because the left wants to take over every American institution. And that is the goal of postmodernism and the goal of the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxism.
And it's so true and evident when you see what happens at the universities. You see what's happening in the NFL. And then this is the funny thing. The Dallas Cowboys had a game last night. They hosted the Washington Redskins. Sorry, I'm racist for saying Redskins, even though actual Native Americans don't care. Empty. The stadium was empty. This is a Thursday night football game between the Redskins and the Cowboys, one of the biggest matchups in football, and the stadium is empty. The NFL is making itself irrelevant. Then Giants' Oliver Vernon takes a knee. Nobody goes to the Giants games anymore. They suck. And so he says, if they don't like it, don't come to the game. Wow. That, to me, literally tells you everything you need to know about the left. They will literally kill themselves for their agenda.
Well, I knew it was bad when I was walking through the airport in Phoenix, Arizona, just going through from Terminal C to Terminal B in Southwest, and I heard two guys talking, and one guy goes, oh, I'll never watch the NFL again. And I thought, whoa, I'm just randomly at an airport walking around, and those are the conversations people are having. And this, of course, was several weeks ago. And when I tweeted that out, as always, people go, oh, you're fake news, you're lying, that never happened. Like, no, I was just, why would I? To me, it's like they give me so much credit for being much more creative than I really am. Like, how would I even think of, oh, yeah, I'm just pretending to make up a conversation about walking through the terminal in the airport because, you know, why? I'm not a fiction writer. But I knew then, I go, oh, man, if I could short the NFL, I would definitely short it. And by the way, how many layoffs have there been at ESPN?
Hundreds.
Hundreds now.
Yeah. 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 Hundreds, literally over 250, I think, just this year alone. But I mean, how ridiculous, this is what I'm saying though. They don't even, I don't even know how to explain this. He says, if you don't like it, don't come to the game. Doesn't this guy realize if no one comes to the game, you don't have a job?
A lot of deadbeat employees have that mindset, but you know, it's worth pointing out that the last time I was in Austin, Texas, the InfoWars studio is expanding. Mm-hmm. So what is that telling us? It is telling us people are tired of the indoctrination. Vice News, I mean, this is all tied together. This is why finally people who've lied about us for years go, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. All the dots are coming together. Vice had to fire three people for being sexual predators. That just hit yesterday. All the people in media, we were saying media is protecting pedophiles and rapists. We said that for years. Alex Price said it for 20 years. The poor guy had to wait 20 years.
Yeah, where's Alex's Pulitzer Prize for predicting all of this 20 years ago?
Exactly. So for me, I only had to wait like 2 years. So finally, I'm like, oh, thank God, you know. Even Sean was
yeah, like, I've been reporting on this for 2 years. Finally, Rat Lauer, it comes out.
Yeah, so poor Alex, it's been a couple of decades for that guy. Like, just saying, like, why won't anybody listen? I'm telling you, they're all pedophiles.
Mike, they won't even accept the atrazine turning frogs gay. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter that there's hundreds of studies. They can't even accept that. See, here's what Alex should do. Alex should go on air and just have a segment where he's like, he just says, grass is green, the sky is blue, you know, and then watch them deny. I mean, that's the level it's reached.
Yeah, they're insane, and they look more insane. For example, Think Progress, they claimed that the documents that I got for Conyers and that I put to BuzzFeed, they claimed that I got that from a Russian operative. So BuzzFeed actually had to come out with a statement against Think Progress. I mean, talk about, you know, the four-dimensional chess. BuzzFeed had
to come out
with...
Well, you nailed them on that move, Cernovich.
Yeah, they had to go against Think Progress and say, you Think Progress? No, we talked to the source. It isn't a Russian. You know, so that's how debased they are and how they look crazy now. I have all kinds of stalkers, and I go, man, you guys don't realize that tweeting about me 50 times a day doesn't make me look like the bad guy. Makes you look like the creepy guy. And now there's that show about Alex Jones, right? Brand new show, millions of dollars of free publicity. But they look creepy. They look crazy, and they're completely out of touch.
Yeah, it's honestly sad. I mean, I don't want these people to just disintegrate into nothingness. It's just that's what they're doing, and we're just kind of sitting here calling it out and observing it and reporting on it. But, you know, I just don't even know. I mean, I just don't know if there's hope for these people. I mean, that's the saddest thing. If I can't go out and have a conversation with somebody, and at the end of it, even if we disagree, be like, oh, hey, you know what? We're still Americans. Let's get along. Well, then what hope do we have? I mean, you know, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Colin Kaepernick is never going to admit that, hey, you know what? Maybe there's actually police brutality against everyone.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we need to let California secede and just Cal exit. So I'm pro Cal exit. I'm pro state rights. Let California become its own country.
Well, if California exited, they'd immediately go bankrupt. Of course, that's the irony of that. They literally are, I think, maybe behind Illinois, maybe even in front of Illinois, as the biggest deficit spending, the most debt of any state. We'll look into that. Mike Cernovich is with us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, Mike Cernovich here with you. And we've got huge specials now extended through the weekend. So you've been given a little grace period to take advantage of these great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, free shipping store-wide, that's a big one, especially if you're looking for emergency food, air filters, water filters, the big-ticket items, the heavier items. Free shipping offers you big, big savings on those items, items that you need, items that all of the InfoWars staff have in their homes, because it's important to not drink toxic water, not breathe toxic air, and to have emergency food in case things hit the fan. But we also have great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and they receive rave reviews. You wouldn't even believe the reviews. I doubt you could find another supplement site that gets these high of reviews. And the new latest product at InfoWarsStore.com is the Real Red Pill. And we bring that to you at an introductory price of 50% off. 50% off the latest product at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the Real Red Pill. Of course, that's not all for the 50% off specials. The popular Brain Force is 50% off. Survival Shield X2, game-changing, life-changing product, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. That's a great deal. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. And you can get huge savings on Pro Pure items right now with our water filters. The Pro Pure water filters are already 25% off. Plus the free shipping, you're literally talking now hundreds of dollars of savings. This is a huge special, and with Christmas right around the corner, what better gift to give loved ones than the gift of clean water? What better gift to give loved ones than the gift of clean air? What better gift to give loved ones than the gift of clean thinking with Brain Force? All of that's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. Kick George Soros right in the groin by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich is taking over here in the fourth hour. Folks, you make all this possible. I'm about to take off and run into the other studio. We do 10 hours of broadcasting now. I will be live till, well, I will personally be live till 4. Then Rob Dew and Roger Stone will take over till 6. But just a final pontification here with Mike Cernovich. So Mike Flynn gets arrested for doing his job. Cernovich, I believe that at the end of the day, this is going to come back to haunt Democrats because, one, whatever they think that they're going to shed light on Mike Flynn doing, which is what people are going to ask, they're not going to say, oh, Flynn lied, that gets Trump. No, they're going to say, what did he do with the Russians? They're going to say, well, he met with Kislyak. Well, what's going to happen? Everyone else that met with Kislyak is going to be called out. Oh, he lied to the FBI, a process crime? Well, what about Hillary Clinton? What about James Clapper? What about James Comey? I just don't see how this doesn't come back to bite him. Of course, we know that this is, I mean, they're throwing everything they can at Trump. This is their last desperate attempt to keep their asses out of jail.
Well, the fact that they went after him for essentially doing his job, General Flynn made the number one mistake. And I say this knowing that people who voted for Trump like the police and we love law enforcement. But there's a real crisis happening right now, Owen. And that crisis is now half of the country now believes the FBI will frame people. And we're the people that love the FBI. We love the feds. We love prosecutors. We love law and order. And now with the Flynn thing, we're going, well, I don't even know, man. Maybe they framed the guy. Who they claim he lied to them. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not. That could just be a total frame up at this point. Who knows who they're going to frame next? That's a real problem. And it's a problem that nobody wants to talk about because look at the way they're taunting Mike Flynn Jr. You want to talk about nastiness. Last night, the Katie Steinle thing was nasty. And now General Flynn, a decorated war veteran, multiple war veteran, three-star general, is pleading guilty to a felony. It's a very, very sad day in his life. And the people are going, ha, 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 Mike Flynn Jr., how's your dad? And you think, wow, these people are – they're demonic. They don't have any decency. What is wrong with these people? Yeah, I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I wouldn't taunt Chelsea over if Hillary got indicted. I wouldn't taunt Chelsea. That's just evil, dude. That's her daughter. What she have to do with it? And that just really goes to show that between that and the Kate Steinle verdict, that the left has just become fully sociopathic, fully demonic. And that's why how many sexual predators now coming out in media? No, none of them right wing now. They're all liberal people.
Yeah, it's true. And I think it's sad because Mike Flynn is actually doing this country such a service by putting himself on the line. I mean, he's literally taking this for the country, for Trump. He felt apparently betrayed by Trump with the whole lawyer fiasco. That's something that'll have to shake itself out. But it's what the sickest thing to me. As I leave Mike Cernovich here to take over the rest of the Alex Jones Show. Mike, the sickest thing to me is that it's just the same thing with Trump. Here Trump is, he donates his salary, he doesn't even get paid, He gives up his lifestyle with his beautiful family, his supermodel wife, his billionaire lifestyle. He gives that up to run the country. He sleeps like maybe 3-4 hours a day, working around the clock, phone around the clock, does it all to put America first, to actually get a president that cares about America and doesn't get into the office for their own agenda or their own personal well-being. It's just sad to me that this is what it's come down to, that the only heroes we have left, heroes are few and far between anymore in this world, unfortunately. And the only heroes we have left, in my eyes, the Trumps, the Flynns, the Joneses, the Cernoviches, they're being demonized. They're being dehumanized. They're being attacked. It's really sad. With that, I leave it to Mike Cernovich. Take over, Mike. And this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I sign off. I'll be in the war room with Rob Dew at 3 p.m. Central.
Thanks, Owen. And, of course, the real heroes are the listeners and viewers, because they're the ones every day who are sharing our articles, sharing our videos, spreading the message. Because with me, you know, I can make a living doing this. There, I can make way more money doing other things. This is pretty much the worst business decision of my life I made, fighting for America and American values. But there are a lot of people listening in. You know, maybe the SJWs hunt them down. Maybe they kill their children, like what happened with Katie Spinal. So the real heroes are the people who are on social media every day defending us, the people who are sharing the articles, sharing the videos, sharing the transmissions, talking to their friends and neighbors. Right now, in America, we have never had more patriots, not since even the revolutionary times. There are more patriots now than ever before, and that is why it's Patriot Recognition Day. I think I'm going to have some kind of event in maybe January. I'm going to call it Patriots Day. And we're going to celebrate the one-year anniversary of real Donald Trump's ascendancy to the presidency, one-year anniversary of his inauguration. And then we'll call it Patriots Day, and we'll just have a big party for everybody. And if people want to do these, you know, on their own, you know, anybody can do them. I'm going to have a big one, I think, either probably in D.C. or New York. Because we are under fire. The Katie Spinal verdict last night showed that if you are murdered in cold blood, and you face a liberal jury, then your life is over. They don't care. It is a modern-day lynching, actually. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird, where if you were a black man, you could be very easily falsely accused of a crime, and there wasn't much you could do because you would get a very bad jury. We are now living in To Kill a Mockingbird time, except that the patriots are the new African-Americans in terms of the discrimination phase, in terms of the lawlessness phase, in terms of the threats from the rule of law is no more, in terms of threats from the legal system. It's actually the patriots who are facing it, and the patriots who are going to be falsely accused, and the people like General Flynn, who I don't know if he's guilty of anything. He could have been framed. At this point, I don't believe anything coming out of Mueller's team. I don't believe anything they say. I want to know if they're doing insider trading based on knowing when indictments are going to come. We need to investigate them. Real patriots, real Americans, facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. We got another segment coming on, but you can always stay in touch. Watch live, comment facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, and we'll be back with one final segment.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back, Mike Cernovich, with a question for everybody at home, watching, listening, talking. How many women have accused Vice President Mike Pence of sexual harassment? How many? So if you're on the Facebook Live at either facebook.com/Mike Cernovich or the InfoWars Facebook, or if at YouTube, just type in how many, or if you're sitting at home hanging out with friends, drinking coffee. I know a lot of families like to spend time together listening to InfoWars, which is a great way to bond. How many women have accused Mike Pence of sexual assault, sexual predation, or anything like that? And the answer, of course, is zero. So why is it then that when Mike Pence, when the story broke, that Mike Pence, he believes that if you're a married man, you should never drink alone with another woman. And people go, oh, you pig, these Christians, which, by the way, isn't it interesting they only ever single out Christians? You know what other religions talk about this Orthodox Judaism talks about it. Islam talks about it. So if you're a Muslim man, if you're a Muslim adherent, and I'm not talking about the radical Islamic terrorists, I'm talking about the many, many, many good Muslims out there. If you're a Muslim man and you keep to the tradition, you don't go out drinking with just another woman. You would never do that. If you're an Orthodox Jew, you don't do that either. But they just go, oh, you know, he's Christian, so we can go after Christians. But they would never say that about practicing Jews and practicing Muslims. So you got to, that's why when we say it's a war on Christians, they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, wait a minute then. Let's talk about Islam and what they say about whether you should get drunk with women. Let's talk about Judaism, especially Orthodox Judaism. They'll say, no way, no way you can do that. So Vox mocked and ridiculed. Vox is a fake news website, by the way. And they ridiculed Mike Pence and they go, oh, don't be alone with a woman. That's just because you're a rapist. Well, Vice said the problem with don't eat alone with women is good character is better than strict rules. An evangelical university professor says Vice President Mike Pence is wrong. Well, this is actually, by the way, this is how fake Vice is. If you've actually studied virtue tradition, the whole point of it is that we are fallen beings. If given the opportunity to sin, we will sin. If a strong enough temptation, that's the whole point of redemption. That's what these people are so fake. They're such idiots. They're such frauds. I really do just despise them. The whole precept of Christianity is that man is in a fallen state, and this is true of Islam and Judaism and many other faith traditions, is that we are fallen, so because of that, we need to create rules. That's why Judaism and the Torah has strict rules. Has anyone advised, have they ever read the Torah and read all the very strict rules of living as a practicing Jew and as an observant Jew? Have they ever read the Quran? So that's the whole point of religion, is that we are fallen beings, and that if we are given the opportunity to sin, then we will sin. So therefore, what we should do is follow rules that will protect us from ourselves, right? So Vox goes, ah, ha, ha, you know, you dumb Christian, you stupid Christians. Well, let's look at an update to the Vox policy. Vox is having a holiday party, because don't call it Merry Christmas. Vox is having a holiday party, and they will not have an open bar now because their reporters are raped. So I'll read you the headline. The headline says, Vox Media drops open bar from holiday party amid sexual harassment fears. Employees will instead receive 2 drink tickets, the company said in an internal email sent out Thursday afternoon. So this is the same media company that ridiculed and mocked Mike Pence. And now they're the ones saying, oh, well, you know, we don't trust our employees. We can't, because that's just basic, right? But the bigger implication would be, is Vox staffed with rapists? Why don't they, if they're so smug, they were smug about Mike Pence. So let's do my favorite game. And my favorite game is to hold the left-wing media to the standards they hold me to, right? My favorite hobby is to say, well, let's apply the rules you applied to me and to Mike Pence and to other people. Let's apply those same rules to you. So by Vox's own reasoning, because they aren't having an open bar, by their own reasoning, they're claiming that their employees are rapists who cannot be trusted. By the way, that's not me. I'm not the one saying that about Vice. I'm not the one claiming that Vice employees are rapists who get drunk and can't be trusted. This is what Vox has said. So all I'm doing is applying the types of things that Vox has said to them. Because by their rules, right? And this is what more people need to do. And this is kind of the fundamental difference between people like me and the losers in conservatism. By the way, I'm not saying if you're a conservative, you're a loser. I'm talking specifically about the people who go, well, we don't apply the same rules to them that they apply to us. We take the high road. If they spit on us, and if they attack us, and if they demean us, well, we would never use their same arguments against them. Those are the losers. The winners say, hey, bro, I'm going to play by your rules. The rules and the playbook that you have laid out for me And for other people who are conservatives and other people who are right wing, I'm going to play by those same rules. I'm not going to give you a special pass because that's somehow like a higher being or whatever. I'm not going to do that. That's how you lose. That's called being a sucker. So again, this is not me saying this. According to Vox, the website, the fake news blog Vox, their employees are rapists who cannot be trusted consuming alcohol because if they drink too much, they're going to be raping each other. So again, don't come at me mad. I'm just telling you, this is what Vox said by their own reasoning. So we can now say that Vox is now a media, fake news media blog outlet staffed with rapists. So we could even name this segment, Vox admits its employees are sexual predators. Because that's the truth. That's not clickbait. I love it. Vox admits its employees are sexual predators. So again, there's no clickbait there. Because that's what Vox has said. Vox has said we can't have an open bar at a holiday party because who knows what will happen. Sexual harassment. You guys can only have two drinks. And they all made fun of Mike Flynn and everybody for recognizing that the man is fallen. And in fact, lead us not into temptation. You can now see that we've gotten away from good Christian values. Because I've even said, my religion isn't secret. I don't believe the Christian necessarily story about Jesus. But I do believe in Christianity as a moral code. I do believe in Christianity as just like a good way to live your life. I do believe that we as human beings are fallen creatures. Now, whether we're fallen from the grace of God or fallen from something else, these are very, very complicated metaphysical questions. So I'm not here to debate anybody's religion or non-religion. I'm just telling you that's my perspective, is I do believe that there is like a God, whatever that may mean. I'm not quite sure. But the wisdom there is that lead us not into temptation. We need, and this is the wisdom of the Constitution. That's why when people claim that the Constitution is not a Christian document, then I say, well, you've never read the Federalist Papers. Because if you had, you would know that the entire fundamental proposition of our constitutional government is that men are inherently sinful. Men are inherently power hungry and would be driven mad with power. So you have to have separation of powers between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. You have to restrain power because man is fallen from grace, fallen from God, fallen from virtue and goodness, right? That's what we're talking about here. And that's just, you don't have to be a religious guy to believe it. You can just realize that that is just a good way to live your life. Try to structure your life to avoid bad situations. So Vox, as much as they enjoyed mocking Mike Pence, as much as the media enjoyed mocking Mike Pence, to end the segment, we'll do the same as we began it. How many sexual harassment accusations is Mike Pence facing? None. So there's wisdom in that. There's wisdom in religion, even if you don't believe it. As always, thanks for watching me. For those of you listening in for the first time, I'm Mike Cernovich. You can go to facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. We're always busy there doing great videos. You can find me at twitter.com/Cernovich. But for the great videos, facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. As always, a pleasure. Thank you, Patriots, for listening. Thank you for the support. We now need it more than ever in this lawless age we live in. I pray for everybody. Send your thoughts and prayers. And I will talk to you next Friday.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars.
and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and